It's a commercial project by Trafigura and its consortium. The U.S. is intervening in the project because the U.S. is providing a financial support through the DFC. And that project is basically railway and maybe expanding a bit of the railway in the part of Zambia and refurbish the parts of the railway in the DRC. This is the first part. The second part that you mentioned about copper, the critical minerals being shipped to the U.S., it's not also the first time, even though it can be used. It was through Durban, but it's not really the first time that happened. So here, yes, we do have a case when minerals, copper, essentially not cobalt, copper being shipped to the U.S. by most of it by Chinese miners in the DRC selling copper to U.S. buyers in the U.S. because the demand in the U.S. is higher than the China. And China being full now, the demand, the price that the Chinese buyers are offering to miners in DRC are low compared to what the U.S., the Americans are offering. So you have a lot of copper that's only being processed and to metal, to 100% metal out of the DRC, sold by Chinese smelters and Chinese companies, are sold to the U.S. So when you put all of that in context, it becomes really difficult to understand. I might be critical here, but to understand the whole narrative that's been built around the Lobito Corridor project.
With his recent efforts, has President Biden been able to even the playing field at all with China in terms of, you know, access to these precious metals?
No. He's not been able to level the playing field because for him to level the playing field, they need to have mining companies on the ground, which they don't have. To level the playing field, they really need to have actors on the ground. And the Lobito Corridor is just a logistic project so far. And it's really important for people to know that it's not really much of a leveling of a playing field, despite, and this is, I might sound very critical to the U.S., but beyond the narrative that's presented, there's no real American companies on the ground. We do have cobalt in Zambia, who's trying to start a new operation in Zambia, but we do not have an American project in the DRC. And since there's no American project, there's no really leveling the playing field as we would have expected if there was really real competition happening. If you go to Guinea, it's the same field. You don't have a leveling playing field there. This is basically the landscape of the mining industry in Africa. You do have other mining companies in South Africa, in Gabon, in elsewhere, but you do not have American companies trying to level the playing field with Chinese regarding the cobalt in the DRC. No, you don't have that.
More than 70% of the world's cobalt, that critical metal, comes from the DRC right now. Is it that the DRC just has a lot of it, or is it because China is already there and they've got mines already there? Is it that cobalt is other places too?
No, it's because the DRC has a lot of it. That's it. It's because the DRC has 55% of the world reserve, the whole reserve in terms of cobalt. It's in the DRC. It's not that common. That's why you have EV industry starting to find new alternatives to cobalt, trying to mine nickel, trying to mine lithium, because those are much more common and widespread. Cobalt is really it's more concentrated in the DRC. You do find it elsewhere in Russia and elsewhere in other countries, but not the same quantity that you do find in the DRC. That's why the DRC was able to hold that position of the largest world producers of cobalt.
What does the West need to do then to catch up with China in the race to get access to cobalt in Africa?
The U.S. is going to have mining companies investing on the ground, being present there, starting to produce, investing in the DRC. That's the starting point.